Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts in 3 minutes. It's never 3 minutes, but anyway, we say it is because it's a catchy title. It's the lady with the technicals, the female with the Fibonacci's, the chick with the candlesticks, and the Duchess of the chart. It's Nicola Duke.
Hello. Ooh. We say 3 minutes, so we think people are so people think they won't get bored.
Yeah, they won't get bored anyway. You know, we're both enthusiastic, and I think enthusiasm is contagious. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll try.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, the first one is had news out today. It's quite a popular stock. It's Andalas Energy and Power (ADL). They've said that where they operate in the Far East, there in Indonesia, they're fast tracking gas to power. Which was the sector they're in. So ADL is bumping on the bottom here. But are there any moves here? What's any signs? What's happening, Nick?
Yeah, you know, the last week of April, Andalas, you know, looked like it had an impulsive couple of days. And, you know, we've had 4 days correcting that move, and we're holding onto the 50-day moving average. I think that this is going to, sorry, the 10-day, I think this is going to have another go. But we have to clear the 0.13 level. That's a bit of a pivot. It's the last two recent highs. It's also now the 200-day moving average. The brand newly minted one for this stock. If we can get above 0.13, the next stop will be 0.17.
Okay, and I think what's the problem here is hanging over his head is their funding issue. They need to get some funds going. So I think that's even though the projects look like it's progressing advanced, and they do need some cash there. I think that's what's holding it back. So once they get clear that, I think we could have a good run here. All right, next one is a request. It's
good stuff.
Blenheim Natural Resources, BNR. I don't know too much about this. It's quite a popular stock. I've not really done research on it, and frankly, not interested. But BNR, at the moment, I've got lots of stocks. You know, I own lots of stocks, and I think there's potential in the stocks I own. And sometimes, you know, you don't have to look further than your own portfolio. And I think rather than go searching for another stock, why not just top up in a stock you already own that has a little dip? You know, the story hasn't changed. And so I'm of that mentality. I can't be bothered to go searching for new stocks because the ones I'm in, you can't get better. do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, look within your own portfolio sometimes. There's some gems in there. You did some research and you picked these stocks for a reason. So look within your portfolio sometimes rather than searching for new stocks. That's what I'm all about anyway. So BNR, what do you reckon, Nick?
BNR, this is quite a positive looking stock. You know, this is not a bad looking chart either. The problem is that the high that we made, you know, it failed at the big round number one, which was a 50% retracement. Mm-hmm. And we made a leg lower that held on to the 200 day. And my question for this one is, was that low that we made at the beginning of April the correction over, or do we need one more leg lower? And at the moment, when we bounced from that low and the 200-day moving average, we stalled yesterday at the 50% retracement of the decline from the start of April. We really need to get back above that, which is sort of 7.3, 7.4. So, in other words, we need to take out yesterday's high to convince me that that is a bottom and we are going higher. Otherwise, I think there's a risk that, you know, we consolidate a bit more and retest the lows.
Okay.
But I like this. There is really good support for it at 0.58. If we can hold on to that, or if we can close above 7.4, I like it.
Cool. Okay, yesterday I had Greg Kunzel on, for, the managing director of Judgeon Mining Corporation. And last week while I was on holidays, they released some grades from their drilling there at the Kavima Bolnizi in Georgia, their project there, and some phenomenal grades. I mean, talking world-class grades, you know. At one point, there was 5 meters of 40% copper, which is unheard of. And, you know, you normally say when you look at grades of copper, you're looking in low single-digit percentages. This was 40%. which is insane.
That's amazing.
And even some 16% as well. So you can see why the chart there, Nick, went crazy last week, you know, and that's why, because so, there's grades.
Well, you know, we were looking at Georgian mining for some time because we saw a daily inverted head and shoulders pattern, which is a bullish pattern that started in September 2016. So, you know, when it popped above, like this one didn't look back, you know, it kept going. It popped above the 200 day, you know, around on the 24th of April, then broke the neckline the next day and then kept going. So it's really nice. It's at some resistance now. And if you look all the way back to, you know, November 2014, you can see those lows. That's where there is a bit of a pivot level. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, if this one is going to keep going higher, it's cleared a support level at 17. So I would say we're at resistance, but if we don't dip back below 17 even, there is a good chance that we keep going higher in this stock.
Yeah.
That's my view.
Okay. Well,
it's bullish, but at resistance.
Yeah. Well, this is one for your watch list, I'd say. If it does dip back, do some research. There's some cracking grades coming out here, and it could be a good project going forward. So I think
Fibonacci targets for this, you know, what, 28 and 33. So, you know, it's good looking stock chart.
Lovely. Well, send me those charts, Nick, and I'll put them on the company pages. Also, I'll put them on the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/.
You said blog for me already.
Are you supposed to say the end of /?
You said blog.
I know, I said I'll put them on the blog, yes, but no one knows what's after the /bit. And you're supposed
blog.
To come. That's it. There we are. We'll get there one day. This is partly why the podcast lasts a lot more than 3 minutes, because you can't get the address right. Anyway, you know, people can't be forgive. You know, I don't forgive people now for not knowing the address because we've said it so many times. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.